What does it mean to be a leader in cancer care? At Davis Hospital Cancer Center, we know. It means a team of experts providing exceptional care using advanced technology and treatment plans designed specifically for each of our patients. And our nurse patient navigators are here to make your experience convenient and comfortable. To find out how our expert team could help you, contact us at davishospital.org. The Cancer Center at Davis Hospital and Medical Center, a Steward family hospital in partnership with physician owners.
This week at Macy's, it's time to update your home with 25 to 50% off clearance, plus an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Or shop specials, like an extra 15% off kitchen essentials, like blenders, food prep, and more. Brand new bedding, 60% off. And the Radley 5-piece chaise sectional, $1,879. Now at Macy's. Plus, Star Rewards members can earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Isaac Weishaupt from IlluminatiWatcher.com. Today on this episode of the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture podcast, we're going to be talking to a very, very special guest, Bloodstained Lane, a.k.a. the Holy Heel, a.k.a. the Bozo Basher, a.k.a. Archon Annihilator. He's known for his tagline of doing the 187 on you 666ers. He joined us today, and he's going to drop some serious knowledge on you. So join us as we learn all about his perspective on how the Illuminati are pushing this deception of the New Age upon us without us even knowing about it. You're going to learn about his tale of coming back to the Christian faith and the sad state of affairs in hip-hop today. He also gives us a little prediction on who's going to win that Floyd Mayweather-Pac-Man fight. So, stay tuned. This is going to be a good one. Okay, so the first thing I want to... Well, first of all, thanks for taking the time to do this interview. What do you want me to call you here on here? You want me to say, Mr. Lane, Bloodstain, BSL, Holy Heel? Which one of...
You call me... You know what? Mostly everybody, I guess, knows me as Bloodstain Lane, so...
Right on.
Yeah, you can call me that.
All right. Okay. So Bloodstain, I'm gonna actually ask you to do just a little brief intro of a little bit about who you are, where you're from, because some of the Illuminati Watcher community, some of them might not be familiar with your work, so I kind of want to give them a feel for who you are and where you're coming from.
All right. Well, you know, people know me as Bloodstain Lane, aka the Holy Heel. You know, I'm somebody that became somewhat of a well-known commodity in the realm of social networking. I started doing YouTube vlogs around 2008, mostly really just covering combat sports, but then I kind of drifted off into other stuff such as, conspiracy theories, religion, and all kinds of other things. I branched out because, I didn't want to be one-dimensional, and that's really what most of my, real interests are in those aspects. And I have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/theteamtakeover. I got about 200 videos there. I got a blog, theholyheel.tumblr.com, where I talk about, a lot of the New Age bullshit that's being spread nowadays. Talk about Jesus Christ, just exposing a lot of the stuff and educating a lot of the stuff on the truth. Because, yes, I consider myself a follower of Jesus Christ. And that's really where my passion is right now. But I've been around I've been around the social networking realm for about 6-7 years, I'm from Queens, New York. And, that's pretty much it.
Right on. So, and you're from Ozone Park, is that right?
Ozone Park, yes.
Is that the Gambino family territory? Is that right?
Actually it is. Ozone Park was pretty much in the 80s and early 90s, the mafia capital of the world, that's where John Gotti was from. I actually lived, right across the street from John Gotti's club where he used to operate out of. Definitely an Italian, Irish, Catholic, upbringing, especially in that area. And, it changed a lot after John Gotti got locked up. It became, a lot of West Indian people came moving in, and a lot of the Italians and Irish moved out to Long Island, moved out to the island.
So you're near like Jamaica, Queens, and so you're probably familiar with some of the, you know, the more well-known rappers, 50 Cent. You know, most of G-Unit, I think, is out in that way.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've been around a lot of those rappers coming up. You know, like I said, Queens is it's a small, little town. You know, everything's right in the middle of you know, you're right, you know, 50 Cent's the next town over. You know, Onyx, Capone and Noriega, Nas. You know, I've seen a lot of those rappers, you know, in the 90s, you know, at certain lounges, certain clubs, coming up in Queens. So, you know, I'm very familiar with them.
All right, cool. Yeah, that's something I want to get into a little bit later on. We're going to talk a little bit about the rap music and where that's headed. And we're going to get into a little bit on the stuff about Christianity that we're going to get into here. But so first, let me see what else I want to cover here. So it seems like, I think we got a good intro of who you are. One thing I wanted to kind of tell you was what kind of intrigued me about you, and I don't even recall what kind of led me down the path of connecting with you, but what interested me about you was the fact that, like, you were, you know, I'm a Christian myself, not a good one by any means. And when I grew up, I kind of was under the impression that most Christians had to be kind of, you know, square, for lack of a better term. And I was never into it. I was always into, rap music and heavy metal. And I liked, you know, dark stuff like horror films and all this and whatnot. And, you know, a guy like you comes along and I'm thinking, well, shit, this guy's kind of like me. Like, you cuss and, you know, you've got, you know, certain traits that the stereotypical idea of what a modern day Christian male is supposed to look like. You know, because it seems like people want to have this idea that just because you subscribe to Christianity, that makes you weak. And I think that that's part of the social programming that the entertainment industry has given us. And it seems to me that you're really hitting on a good message here. And that message is something that I've been kind of pointing out with different posts I've been making on my website of different symbols that we're seeing. And basically that message is that there's this new age agenda it's kind of being done in a covert, backhanded way. So I've read through some of your Tumblr posts, and I want to kind of talk about that idea that there's this new age agenda. Do you think that people are aware of that? Do you think they're doing this in some kind of, underhanded way to sneak it in on us?
Well, I mean, I this is what I personally think. I think that people, you know, from the beginning of time, you know, and like I said, I'm a fundamentalist when it comes to Christianity. I believe in, I'm a Bible believing Christian, and I believe that the reason why people are buying into all these New Age doctrines and these New Age, third eye, pineal gland, ascension, David Icke with the everlasting consciousness. Now, I don't want to be a hypocrite because I fell for that shit at one point. For a long time, actually. You know, I just want to go back a little bit. I was indoctrinated into a Catholic family. I went to Catholic school my whole life. But at the same time, I just went through the motions. I wasn't really, you know, I believed in Jesus, but at the same time, it was like, you know what I mean? I wasn't serious about it.
Right.
You know,
same here.
I started buying into, 1997. I was in Manhattan, and I bought a guy was on the street selling New World Order books and David Icke books, and I started reading into all that stuff, and I started, like, you know, David Icke, you know, he believes that Jesus was not even a real person, that he comes from Horus and all these other Mithra and all these other, he's basically saying that Jesus and Christianity is a farce, which if you go to any true scholar, he'll just destroy David Icke when it comes to that. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Jesus is not based on Horus. He's not based on Mithra. There's no documentation at all, no ancient text at all that they're even comparable. You know, they're trying to say that, you know, Horus died on a cross, Horus was born of a virgin. It's all bullshit. And if you really dig deep and, you know, really look into it the way I have, it's all garbage. But I like David Icke because, he did expose a lot of the I believe a lot of the shit that's going on in this world. You know what I mean? You know, I do believe that there is an Illuminati. I do believe there is a satanic elite that, you know, that's running this place. And but if you read the Bible, it says that too. 1 Corinthians 6:9, it says that Satan is the one that's really running this world. But, you know, Satan has a hierarchy and he uses people. And those people are the Illuminati, the satanic elite. But anyway, I'm just talking about how I got involved with David Icke. And, you know, I kind of liked where he was going. But the problem is these people mix truth with lies. David Icke will tell 98% truth, you know, about the pedophilia rings and this and that and, you know, the financial systems. But then he'll lie to you about Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
He had me, you know, and listen, the devil, Satan, he doesn't care if you know about what's going on. What are you going to do about it? You're going to put on a fucking V for Vendetta mask and hold up some signs and put some memes on your Instagram? He don't care. He knows nobody's doing shit because most of the world don't care. Most of the world's tuned in to E! Watching the Kardashians.
Right.
He don't care. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
So you can put on those V for Vendetta masks, put them away because he don't give a fuck, right? What the devil really cares about is you not finding the truth, and the truth is Jesus Christ. You know what I'm trying to say?
Well said.
You know, David Icke is a guy that, you know, where's this information coming from? He said he was channeled information. The reptilians, he never even seen a reptilian. He's just going by what people tell him. You know, so then I started saying, this guy's a bullshit artist. You know what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah.
You know, a lot of the stuff he says is true. I'm not going to say it's not true, but that's how the devil operates. He wants people like David Icke running amok because he mixes truth with lies. And like I said, he don't care if you know what's going on. You know what I mean? What are you going to do about it? You know? But my whole thing is this with the new age garbage that's going on, the pineal gland and the third eyes and, oh, we're going to ascend and what's that other shit? Astral projection.
Mm-hmm.
It's all garbage, bro. It's all garbage. I've read all kinds of books regarding this. If you read these books about people who do the astral projection or the, you know, the channeling when they talk to people, if you read each book from a channeler, right, the spirit or the quote unquote alien that they're talking to, every being is giving them different information. It's never harmonized. It's never harmonized information. It's always this spirit is telling this person somebody. This spirit, it's all different shit. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
So who's telling it? It's all lies. And the Bible warns you about that, bro.
Right.
1 Timothy 4:1 says, Paul says that people are going to follow doctrines of demons. You know what I'm trying to do? I posted something on my Instagram about it, about people going to fall away from the faith and start following these doctrines. The pineal gland and the third eye, come on, what is that? You're going to read a fucking book and all of a sudden you're awakened? Oh, I'm awake now. I'm awakened.
Yeah, yeah.
Awakened to what? What are you awakened to? You're not awakened to shit. You get what I'm trying to say, bro?
Yeah, it's all I feel bullshit. You, man.
And I tell you the truth, man, I've always felt the emptiness in my heart. I always felt spiritually dead. And I was into all this shit, opening my pineal gland. My third eye's open. I know. I'm enlightened. What are you enlightened about? It makes me laugh.
Yeah.
There's no light at the end of the tunnel with this new age bullshit. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
so when
totally.
I really started, I always tell people about an experience that I had, and you know, people may think I'm a psychopath or not, but I'm telling you right now, I'm a pretty much straight up guy. I was under serious demonic attacks for following this kind of bullshit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, there was something that came to me in around 2011. And it was a horrible, horrible. It wasn't talking to me, but it was a horrible, like I don't know if it was like a spirit or something. And it was wanting me to do horrible things. And this was this pineal gland shit I was on, and this third eye shit I was on.
Okay.
And I got down on my knees for 2 weeks. I used to cry myself to sleep because it was like a voice in my head telling me to do horrible things to my family, doing this. And I got on my knees, and I prayed to Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ. Literally, the next day I was fine, and I was fine ever since. But then I kind of drifted back off again. I'm like, nah, I can't be. It couldn't be that. So I kind of went back on track with the New Age, David Icke, and all this shit, you know, the Ascension and whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I said to myself one day I just woke up, and I felt like Jesus was calling me. And he said, listen, man, he goes, whatever you're into, whatever this garbage that you're into, it's not, mind you, I'm not hearing a voice. It's like just a feeling that I had.
Sure, sure.
And it was like Jesus, like, calling me. He goes, I just woke up. He's like, it's all bullshit, man. It's all a lie. And ever since then, I pray. I feel so spiritually fulfilled now. And there's a light at the end of the tunnel. There's a light, and that light is Jesus Christ. With this new age stuff, bro, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah, you're awake. What are you awakened to? What shift? Where are you gonna ascend to a fifth dimension? Older? Come on, bro. The age of Aquarius. We're gonna shift. There's gonna be a shift in consciousness. No, it's not. Society is drifting more and more. It's getting worse. There's no shift in consciousness. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, man.
That meditation. Come on, man. Let's be real.
Yeah, just man, just
you know, I'm sorry if I'm going on a tangent right now.
No, man, this is you know what, everyone that's listening, this is kind of what you're known for on your YouTube channel. Like, you kind of go off, and you know, you're really like you know, spitting knowledge here, you know.
Listen, bro, and the thing is this, man, it's like the more you pray and the more you build. Listen, I'm not a good listen, I don't want to be a hypocrite. You know, there's things I need to clean up. You know, I would like to clean up my language. You know, I don't want to be a square person. You know, I want to have my edge to me at the same time, but at the same time, I want to do the will. I tell you the truth, I became a new person after finding Jesus Christ. And I think you've been following me for a while, and you see I still have my edge to me, but I'm no longer promoting pornography like I used to.
Right.
I used to, you know, I was, and even at home, I was, my personal relationships with my girlfriend, I wasn't a good person to my girlfriend at all. But I felt Christ, ever since I found Christ, I feel like He changed me. Like, I'm a new person. I'm a new person through Him. And this is how I know He's real. The power that He has, man. He changed my heart for the better. Don't get me wrong. None of us are perfect. Like you said, we're all, you know, according to the Bible, nobody's good but God. We're all sinners. You know what I'm saying? But the key is to repent and do your best with everything you got to become a new person in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, you know, you have to be born again if you want to enter the kingdom. You know, and you know, I try telling everybody that, man. Like, you could follow all these new age gurus, and I'm telling you, man, it's a pathway straight to hell. It's a pathway straight to an invite for demons to come into your life and just bad things. And these people don't want to follow the Bible because people are in love with their sinful lifestyles, bro. If you really want to come down to it, people don't want to follow God's commandments. They don't want to follow His laws because they know they have to live a righteous life. People love fornication. People love adultery. People like sleeping with people's lives. People like lying, cheating, stealing. They don't want. They get scared when they hear that God is going to judge them for these things, and it's going to be an eternal judgment. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
man. And this is why people go into other aspects. They don't want to admit, oh, it's fake. It's bullshit. There's no such thing as God. Come on. You know, there's no such thing as the God in the Holy Bible. We're just all everlasting consciousness, like David Icke says. We have to love, love, love. It's all bullshit, bro. No, the Bible teaches we have to love, but let me tell you something. We are not gods. There's only one God, you know what I'm trying to say? And that's the God that we have to serve. That's the God that we have to worship, because if we don't believe in the God that created us, it's going to be bad, bro. It's going to be bad. A lot of people, Jesus said that the path is narrow to get to the gates, and it's a wide highway straight to hell. And most people are going to go to hell, bro. Most people are going to go to hell. And that new age nonsense, that's one of the things that Satan loves right now. He loves it.
Yeah, it's really sticking in our you know, in our culture. And I want to, since you're talking about this, so I sent you my books, I don't know how many months ago, right? You shouted me out on Twitter or whatever. And I looked at, you know, someone kind of wrote you, and they said, you know, hey man, he's talking about my books. He says, you know, he's talking about some David Icke shit. And you said to him something to the effect of, you know, yeah, man, he's just starting his journey. And I read that, and that really like struck a chord with me. And I was like, huh, because like the more you talk, the more I hear about you, the more I feel like I'm on that same path you're on, and you're just like ahead of me on this. Because like you, I grew up in a Christian family, but I was always kind of like, yeah, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And you know, I was always into my, you know, quote unquote heathen stuff that I was been into. And you know, fast forward a bunch of years, and I started this blog because I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna talk about the things I like talking about, you know, rap music and heavy metal and horror movies and stuff. And I noticed people were really into the conspiracy theory. And at that time, all I really kind of knew about was David Icke, because he was back then like the best one that kind of summed up everything into one comprehensive theory. And since I read that Twitter comment about how I'm just on my starting my journey, I really kind of took a look at everything again. And you know, you're absolutely right that David Icke, anytime you watch his lectures, the last portion of the show always goes to this new age, Age of Aquarius bullshit. And the more I learn about the different conspiracies and the theories, that's part of the agenda, is pushing us to this so-called Age of Aquarius. That kind of stuff. And then look at and so that's kind of changed my perspective on everything, right? And in fact, just I think it was today or yesterday, I saw on the news, I think it was the Pope was saying something about how yoga was the entryway into doing evil, and like there were websites kind of mocking this. But I've been talking about that for a while now on the website, because you know that Aleister Crowley fellow was into yoga and tantric sex and all this stuff. And when you read the occult literature, like, yeah, yoga is used to, you know, what they believe is reversing the kundalini spirit inside of you. And, you know, supposed to, like you've been talking about, connect you to these other entities out there in another dimension. So, I mean, you know, dude was right. Like, yoga is the entryway, just like all this other new age stuff. You know, even though I cite some of those new age works like The Secret and stuff, because honestly, like a lot of that stuff is kind of motivational. But I do feel like it's a gateway into that new age movement that you're kind of warning us about. So yeah, kudos on that, man. We'll keep looking out for that. Let's switch gears a little bit here. I wanted to talk about the celebrity ether extravaganzas. Do you do that anymore, or was that like a one time thing back in the day?
You know what it is? Okay. This is what happened with the whole video thing. And you know, with my videos, that's how I made my name. That was my bread and butter, my money maker. I've made money from sponsors. I've done a lot of things with the videos. And I plan on doing it again. But this is the thing, and I haven't really. This is the first time I'm going to say it. People keep asking, "How come you're not doing videos anymore?" Really, I haven't done a video since August of 2014, and I just became born again March of 2014. That's when I found Jesus Christ for real. You know what I mean? And like, it's just something is telling me. I don't know if it's God telling me, like, listen, if you're going to return to these YouTube videos, you got to change your approach. For me, like, I used to just be reckless, like, just destroy people verbally.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I was known for. Like, I, when you come from New York City, you're just good. You're good at shit talking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You told
Ricky Gervais that something about his dad shit inside of his mom to make him.
Because
he was like kind of trying to dog on you on Twitter.
I would get really vile, really wretched. And it's like, I just, like, right now I'm in my head thinking of a different way of how I could keep my edge, but not as vile and wretched as I used to be.
Sure.
And I'm just waiting for that call. Like, I'm just waiting for, like, God just to give me that green light and be like, all right, you're going to go back. You know, right now I'm planning a podcast that I'm going to do, but I definitely want to start doing my videos again. But, the celebrity ether extravaganzas and just all those videos I did, stop being a piece of shit videos, all those videos were really like my most successful ones.
Yeah, a lot. You know, I'll post some links on the. I'll post this on the website when I post up the audio for this show. But you got a lot of good videos out there. Let's talk a little bit about the direction rap music's going. With, you know, you pointed out on one of your blog posts about how, you know, the lyrics are, you know, what people pretty much anticipate they're gonna be. Nicki Minaj on Anaconda talking about how she's having sex with the crack dealer and all this other bullshit. What do you see? Because, you know, you come from the epicenter of rap music and that whole culture. Are you noticing a change? It seems like they're like, for instance, an example is now we've got like Cash Money with all this kind of homosexual talk, like Young Thug pretending like he's gay and all this stuff. Where do you think rap music is going right now?
I don't even think it's where it's going. It's where it is. It's straight satanic, sinful garbage. There's no substance behind it. It's encouraging children. I was in a store and I heard 8-year-olds singing Nicki Minaj song that she did with what's that fucking swag fag's name? Trey Songz or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fucking in the song singing, talking about in the song she was talking about making the guy come and this and that. Mm. Little 8-year-old girl reciting the lyrics, and I'm like, this is straight up satanic programming.
Yeah,
they're programming, and like I said, 1 Corinthians 6:9 says Satan is running this show right now. Okay. And there's no doubt in my mind that Satan is controlling the music industry. And this is what they want. This is what they want out. They want to pervert society. They want to pervert the children's mindset. They want them talking about sex and fucking all kinds of other nasty shit that they're doing. Nicki Minaj is a true succubus in every sense of the word. You know, when I was coming up, like I said, I grew up, you know, I was a real hip-hop head. You know what I mean? I loved the music coming up. And, you know, like I said, hip-hop always has things in there that weren't good. I have to keep it a buck with you. You know, it's always – but also there was also an aspect of it where it was pretty much just reporting what these guys seen on the street and the environment they grew up in, and they went in the studio and rhymed about it. And that was more of like, you know, something you had to be aware of. Like, you know, a lot of people weren't aware of what was going on in these streets or what was going on in these low-income areas. But now it's just like a big cesspool of this filth and disgusting and with no substance behind it at all. I mean, what is Nicki Minaj really saying? What is all these people really – they're not saying anything, man. And in my opinion, like I said, it's just they're here for a reason. They're here to pervert the mindset of these children. And yeah, it really, really is sad to see.
It seems like they're almost, Satan and these the evil forces, whatever you want to call it, seems like they get off on flipping. The more innocent you are, the more they get off on flipping you into, you know, rapping about Nicki Minaj and all this other bullshit about, you know, all these evil ways or whatever they're talking about. You know, and I still listen to hip hop and rap music and all that. But you're right. Like the content, I mean, it's garbage, really. I mean, it's just like they're saying the same bullshit over and over about selling drugs and, you know, all these monetary gains and whatnot.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired fitness celebrity Billy Blanks.
Okay, everybody, our car just got a broken windshield. How about we blow off some steam? Now punch, now kick.
Mr. Blanks, there's no need to be stressed. Geico makes it easy to file a claim online, on the app, or over the phone.
Yeah, but what if I never hear back? That's going to make me want to go jab and jab.
Nope. Your Geico claims team is always there for you.
Okay, do I still get my post-workout protein shake?
Sure, Billy. Geico, great service without all the drama.
Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you could save an average of $470 on your auto insurance. That's a lot of money in just a few minutes. With savings like that, you could be lounging on an impractical amount of ornate and overpriced throw pillows you bought for your couch. But you won't, because you're better with money than that. That's why you're calling us in the first place. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote today.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Based on average nationwide annual savings survey data, July to December 2020, underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Yeah, especially this new, what is that, this trap music that's out now?
Right.
What the fuck is that shit?
What is
trap music? You know what I mean? It's just pure satanic garbage. And let me tell you something. I've always said music is a form of mind control in a way. It influences people's mindsets, and nobody could tell me different. I see how it influences people. It influences people's fashion sense. It influences people's behavior. If you're not putting out the right music, if you're not listening to the right music, I'm telling you, it could corrupt you. And for example, when I used to listen to Mobb Deep records back in the day, you know, I used to fucking I want to fucking punch somebody in the mouth. You know what I'm trying?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the effects that it could have on a person who's not mentally strong is scary.
Right.
And you know, I can listen to a Mobb Deep record now because I'm grounded. And I know, you know what I'm trying, I know, like, you know, I'm a grown man now, and I know, you know, like, you know what I'm trying to say.
It's all about the awareness.
Yeah, the awareness.
What's going on.
You have people now, like, you know, like, for instance, you know, even something as minor as Rick Ross came out with that champagne, Bel Air, whatever that shit he drinks. He mentions it in a rap record, everybody's buying that shit now. I go to the liquor store, let me get Bel Air, or let me buy, whatever it is. But you get what I'm trying to say. Meek Mill talks. Nobody was wearing Puma. Puma was a 90s, like early 90s shit. Meek Mill says Puma, everybody's mind. It's so influential on people's minds, man. And that's what I'm trying. It's scary. If you're not parenting your children and you let your kids listen to these records, their minds are going to be corrupted. And it's a bad thing. And right, it's funny. I posted a scripture about this the other day on my Instagram where Jesus says, if you corrupt these children and you lead them to a lifestyle of sin, it's better to jump into the water with a stone tied around your neck. So these people who are doing this shit, Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, Beyonce, Miley Cyrus, Kim Kardashian, all these people, they're in a lot of trouble on Judgment Day. A lot of trouble because they're in a situation where they're in the spotlight where they could do better than what they're doing, and they're not. They're putting out harmful, sinful trash.
Yeah, I agree. I think that lie that kind of lives out there is that music doesn't have that kind of influence. Like after the Columbine shootings, when they were blaming Marilyn Manson on the influencing these kids, and you know the media had this big push of like, well, the music doesn't influence you. Well, you know that's bullshit. It does. Okay, real quick, I already know the answer to this, but who's going to win between Mayweather and Pac-Man?
I mean, you know, this is the thing. I'm going to go Manny Pacquiao. And maybe it's just because it's more of not a logical pick. It's just me picking with my heart on this one. But I want to see Manny Pacquiao win. And yes, a lot of it has to do because he's a Bible-believing Christian like me. He's always talking about Jesus Christ. And, you know, I feel a sort of attachment to him because of that. And I do think he has the tools to beat him. I do think that, you know, Manny Pacquiao has the speed. He comes from different angles. I think he, you know, throws a lot of punches. I think he could steal rounds from a guy like Floyd who just plods around, you know, picks his shots. You know, mm-hmm. Remember, De La Hoya almost beat Mayweather by just being active and throwing a lot of punches. Not necessarily they all landed, but sometimes you could just steal rounds by doing that. And yeah. I think Manny Pacquiao could do it. That's how he's going to win the fight, by throwing a lot of punches and stealing rounds. So it's very possible. And like I said, a lot of it has to do with him just being a brother in Christ. And that's the guy that I'm going to go for, you know?
Right on. Okay. How about so let's sign you off. Let's talk a little bit about the projects you've got going. I know you're working on making a podcast. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, right now I got a podcast. This is the thing. There's a lot of stuff going on the internet right now because I set up a GoFundMe page for my podcast. I want to get all the proper equipment, the mics, and you know the editing stuff and all this stuff. And understand this: I have my own money to buy the equipment. I have all, you know, the money to buy my stuff. But at the end of the day, people have been asking me to do podcasts for 2 years. You know, and I've been giving away a lot of free stuff for 5 years. 5 years of a lot of my time of doing YouTube videos, writing articles. You know what? So I told my followers, you know what? You want me to do a podcast? You want me to do it the right way? Then you're going to help me do it. Even though I could do it on my own, you're going to help me do it. So I started a GoFundMe page where, you know, a lot of my followers, I made about 700 already in about a week or so, you know, so to get me the stuff that I need. Because if I'm going to do something, it has to be perfect. I want to do a podcast, but it has to be right, you know. And that's my next thing right now is this podcast, which I plan on doing. That's going to be my main thing from now on. I'm going to step away from the YouTube for a little bit, you know. And also, you know, my holyheal.tumblr.com. Which to me is my favorite stuff that I've done, more so than my YouTube videos, because on that Tumblr page, I think there's life changing stuff on there that if people read and really read my stuff, I have about 32 articles, 33 stuff I posted. It really could change your life and come to Jesus Christ. And I have many, many emails and Facebook messages and text messages of people thanking me for what I do, because from that blog, or even just my tweets that I put out, my Instagram posts, that help them get closer to God and get closer to Jesus Christ and escape the traps of New Age or whatever religion they were indoctrinated in, or, you know, or even atheism, you know. So that's my proudest work. My next thing is the podcast. You know, I'm definitely, it's going to be an interesting podcast. I'm going to have atheists come on there. You know, have some conversations with atheists. Why don't they believe in God? And, you know, maybe some new age people we could talk and discuss, because these are things that need to be discussed. This is the stuff that I'm worried about more than anything. I like boxing. I like MMA. I like professional wrestling. But at the end of the day, those are just hobbies. we're living some scary times right now, my friend. Scary times. And, you know, people need to wake up to the truth and find the truth and come to Jesus. You know, Jesus said in John 14:6, he's the way, the truth, and the light. And the key word, he said, I'm the only way to the Father and the kingdom of heaven. There's no other way. Islam's not getting you there. Buddhism's not getting you there. Hindu, Kabbalah, whatever all that shit is, that stuff is not going to get you. And if you don't believe Jesus when he said, I'm the only way, then you're saying Jesus is a liar. You get what I'm saying? So now if you think Jesus is a liar, you're in trouble on your day of judgment. Remember, we're only here for a little bit of time, you know? So it's time to start waking up. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, just stop, you know, just pray. Pray. Ask Jesus to forgive you of your sins. Talk to him. Stay in constant dialogue with him. Accept him as your Lord and Savior. Start meditating on the Word of God, which is the Holy Bible. Not yoga, none of that other, you know, bullshit that these people do. Meditate on the Word of God. Start reading the Bible. Start building a relationship with the Lord, because after this is an eternity. And you're either going to be in an eternity in the kingdom of heaven, or you're going to be in an eternity in hell. And the way Jesus describes hell is a place you don't want to go. So I suggest, you know, like I said, if you want to learn some more stuff about what I'm talking about, because I think I'm more articulate, you know, when I'm sitting down and I'm writing and I have, you know, I can collect my thoughts, go to my holyheal.tumblr.com. Maybe you could post a link for me.
Absolutely.
On the thing. And, you know, really just please start thinking about where you're going to spend your eternity at, because, like I said, an eternity is forever, man. This life is 60, 70, 70 years if they're lucky, and that's it. And the way shit is going right now, shit's going really fast, and there's a lot of scary stuff happening in this world. And if you read the Bible, a lot of the stuff is talked about in the Bible. Jesus said that Christians, followers of him, are going to be persecuted and killed and beheaded. He said that. They're going to be, and what's going on in the Middle East right now? They're bodying Christians at a rapid rate, killing them at a rapid rate. You know?
Yeah, brother.
And I firmly believe that, you know, I firmly believe that America is the whore of Babylon. And I think that, you know, our judgment is coming soon in this country.
Yeah.
God says the whore of Babylon is going to be judged. And this is the whore of Babylon.
Yeah, we're definitely, when you look at the world as a whole, America is the place everyone focuses on when it comes to entertainment, or, you know, put that in quotes, what we call entertainment. So we're definitely the epicenter of that kind of nonsense. But yeah, like I'll post a link on this on IlluminatiWatcher.com for the Bloodstained podcast GoFundMe website. I'm really looking forward to it. You know, if everyone listening, if you can throw $5 at the thing, or, you know, we can get this thing going, because I really want to hear what you got to say. Like, I saw you're going to interview my man Vinny Paz, hopefully. I'd love to hear that.
That's my brother right there. You know, me and Vinny Paz had a theological debate the other day. And that's my brother. He's a Muslim.
Right.
And we're going to get into that. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
You know, listen, I don't, just because I'm a Christian doesn't mean I hate Muslims. It doesn't mean I hate Jews. A lot of people think I'm a homophobic. I don't hate gays, okay? Do I believe homosexuality is a sin? Yes, I do. That's not going to stop me from talking to them or helping them if they're in trouble. They just need to know. It's my job to tell them. You know, just like if I'm doing something that I'm not supposed to do, I hope one of my Christian brothers and sisters be like, well, Bloodstain, don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? And that's what I'm worried about. But Jesus says that we're going to be hated for his name. He says that we're not going to be liked by doing these things. So it's expected. You know, when I said that you were on your journey, man, I read your book. And when I read your book, even though you quoted David Icke a lot, it seemed to me you were always skeptical of him as well. The way you worded a lot of things from him, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like I can see that you questioned him a lot, and like I said, David Icke to me is a classic wolf in sheep's clothing. I don't know the guy. I don't want to make a judgment character on him, but this is how they get you: 98% truth, 2% lies, and that 2% is gonna cost you. So, yeah, you know about the pedophilia rings. Yeah, you know about the bank systems. Yeah, you know about martial law. Yeah, you know about... But as long as you, he's telling you Jesus is not the way, the truth, and the life, and Jesus is fake, that's it. That's all it takes to fuck somebody up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And lead them, you know, we're everlasting consciousness. We have to love each other. It's all bullshit.
Right on, man. This is going to be a really awesome podcast once you get that thing going. I can't wait.
By the way, I want you on my podcast as well because, you know, I was really honored that you included me in your book at the end, you know, as a shout out. You know, I was proud that somebody recognizes the things that I do. You know what I mean? And I know I don't always come across as the most articulate guy, but I've been studying this stuff for a long time, and, you know, maybe it's just my accent or, you know, sometimes I slip up and curse every now and then that maybe turns people away. I'm glad that you finally, somebody gave me credit and acknowledgement, you know, in a setting where you have, you know, you're a book author and stuff like that. So it felt good. I was proud. I showed my family.
All right, man.
Yeah,
thanks.
I appreciate that a lot, man. You see me. I posted it on my Instagram. So
yeah, dude. Absolutely.
Keep,
you know, and...
keep doing what you're doing. I really enjoy your books. And, you know, like I said, man, it's interesting for me to follow you now because I can't wait to read your next book because, like, to see where your journey is. You know, that's why I said, we're all on a journey, man. Like,
yeah.
You know me. You've been following me for a while now. In 2012, I was talking about reptilians and all this other shit. I was deceived.
Yeah.
I was deceived. You know what I'm saying?
But, yeah, that's what I like about, you know, why I said what I said and put you in the book is because, you know, everyone needs to hear the message from a different person for it to resonate. And, you know, like I'm not listening to fucking Joel Osteen and his punk ass inside of his mansion and all this shit. Like he's not the... Like, that's not the person I want to listen to.
You want to talk about a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Right,
Joel,
man.
Joel Osteen. See, this is another, I know you want to you're ready to end the interview. I just want to make a quick point.
Yeah, go for it, man.
Joel Osteen's another guy who's a wolf in sheep's clothing. This is a guy that, you know, I had an argument with certain members of my family. I'm not going to, you know, call them out. But when you go to church, you're supposed to go to church to worship God and pray to God. You don't go to church so you can feel better about yourself. Or Joel Osteen says, oh, you're going to get money. You're going to make money. That's not what you go to church for. That's not biblical at all. Mm-hmm. That's not what God wants. God doesn't care if you're going to become rich or famous. This is what these false preachers are preaching in these churches. And people go to these churches instead of building a relationship with God. It's more like, who's that famous motivational... teacher. I forget
Tim Robbins?
Name. Tim Robbins. That's what Joel Osteen is.
Yeah.
He's Tim Robbins. He reads a couple of scriptures, but he's Tim Robbins, bro.
Yeah.
That's all he is. He ain't talking about saving souls or what's going to happen in the end of days when Jesus comes back. Jesus ain't coming back to give hugs, man. Jesus is coming back to collect his people, and he's bodying the rest.
Right.
I know it sounds crazy, but that's going to be the judgment. Okay? So, you know, this whole thing with Jesus to make Jesus out to be like this peace loving tree hugging hippie. Jesus was the furthest thing from that. Jesus was an alpha male. He was machismo. Jesus was, you seen he seen the money changers inside the temple. He went in there with a whip, was flipping over their tables.
Yeah.
He was in front of the scribes and the Pharisees right to their faces, calling them snakes, your vipers. Calling them all kinds of names. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't like a weak guy, man.
Yeah, I call that, I see paintings of that. I call it the Creed Jesus paintings.
Yeah, man. But if you read, see, the thing is, people don't read the Bible. If you read the Bible, you would know that Jesus was not like that. Jesus was a very stern guy. And he had no tolerance for foolishness or garbage. And he would tell people, and this is why the Pharisees killed him. This is why they wanted him killed, because he came in and he was doing that stuff.
He's a leader, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and, you know, it just, people need to find out who the real Jesus is, you know, and do their own, like this Joel Osteen and these other guys. Like I said, I don't know Joel Osteen's character as a person, but to me, he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. And he's not leading people to Jesus. People are leaving Joel Osteen's church worried about, you know, making money. And I listened to some of his sermons. I'm like, And another thing with these guys are compromising the word of God. They compromise it and change it because, oh, it's not politically correct. Listen to me. The Bible's not meant to be politically correct. This is what God wants. These are the rules he made. You know, a lot of people are scared to speak up on homosexuality. Like a lot of these pastors, even the Catholic Church is saying it's okay now. That's not what it says in the Bible. You're going against God's natural design, his creation, his natural intentions of the way things are supposed to be. You know what I mean?
Mm.
You know, it's like I try telling people it's a sin. It's a sin. And you got to tell people that what they're doing is sinning and God doesn't like it. You know, and it's whatever, man. I'm going on a tangent. I'm sorry. But, you know, it's just frustrating. It's a very frustrating issue for me, man. The way this world is, man, is like,
yeah.
You know, I got labeled so many names because of my beliefs. And,
it's true, man. The system's set up against Christianity.
It's set up against it, man. Listen, I think jerking off to a porno movie is bad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Right.
It's a sin, you know? Listen, like I said, man, if you see me promoting porno on my Twitter page, I want somebody to be like, yo, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? I want somebody to tell me that I'm messing up and to put me back on that path.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. I definitely feel the same pains you do, man.
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough, man.
Well, let's finish off. Tell everybody where they can follow you and read up on some of your stuff.
Okay, you can follow me on Instagram, Bloodstained Lane, Twitter, Bloodstained Lane. My Tumblr page is theholyheel.tumblr.com. My YouTube page is youtube.com/theteamtakeover. And I think that it'd be good for people to actually go to my YouTube page and watch some of my videos where you can see my growth compared to my YouTube to my Tumblr. And, you know, because on my YouTube, I was, you know me, I'm very vulgar, you know, I'm very, you know, and the videos that I did talk about conspiracy stuff, I was really talking about a lot of stuff I read from David Icke or, you know,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
All those guys. And you can see my growth because the holyhealtumblr.com is where I'm at right now and where I'm going to stay forever because Jesus is the answer. He's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the light at the end of the tunnel. With the new age stuff, there is no light. There's just mysteries and oh, you know. So this is where I'm at right now. So those are all the places you can reach me at. And, you know, the podcast, I don't have a name for it yet. Right now I'm just getting everything. I'm getting the artwork done for, you know, how the art's going to look when, you know, people could click on it. So that's not going to be out for probably till I'm going to say late spring, early summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm gearing up for that. I might put out a couple YouTube videos in the meantime, you know, but, you can always catch my writings and I always put interesting Instagram posts every now and then about stuff. So that's where you can find me.
Right on, brother. Well, hey, yeah, like I said, I'll post the links to all your stuff on the website, IlluminatiWatcher.com, and I'll plug where I can. So, but yeah, I wanted to thank you again for coming on, man, dropping knowledge on everybody.
Hey, yeah, no problem, man. You know what? It's, you had me a little scared before with the Skype thing because I'm like, damn, I haven't used Skype in 6 years. I'm like, fuck. I said, let me download it on my phone real quick. I didn't even know how it worked, to be honest with you. I just downloaded it. I remembered my password, and I'm glad we finally did the interview. It's a long time.
Oh, yeah, man.
I'm looking forward to, you know, everything that you do, your book, your next book that you're going to do, and keep staying on the path, man. When I was reading your book, you were definitely a little confused, but we were in the same boat. It was like, when I was reading that book, I'm like, yo, I'm reading me right now.
Yeah, man.
I'm reading me, and, you know, like I said, it's a journey, man. It's a journey, but it's a journey that I think you know where you're going to go if you just stay that path. So just stay on it, and, you know, I think you're aware of the bullshit that's going on in the world and the wolves in sheep's clothing. I think you got them pinpointed out. So, yo, thank you for having me on, man. I really appreciate it. I just did a 12-hour shift at work plowing snow.
Oh, shit, man. All right.
This interview right away. But you know what? I'm good. I'm about to grab a burger at Wendy's.
Yeah, man.
Put some GMOs on my system.
Right on, dude.
Oh, man. Oh, all right, shit. Brother. Well, yo, have a good one.
Yeah, man. Thanks again. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, peace.
does it mean to be a leader in cancer care? At Davis Hospital Cancer Center, we know. It means a team of experts providing exceptional care using advanced technology and treatment plans designed specifically for each of our patients. And our nurse patient navigators are here to make your experience convenient and comfortable. To find out how our expert team could help you, contact us at davishospital.org. The Cancer Center at Davis Hospital and Medical Center, a Steward family hospital in partnership with physician owners.
This week at Macy's, it's time to update your home with 25 to 50% off clearance, plus an extra 20% off with your coupon or Macy's card. Or shop specials, like an extra 15% off kitchen essentials, like blenders, food prep, and more. Brand new bedding, 60% off. And the Radley 5-piece chaise sectional, $1,879. Now at Macy's. Plus, Star Rewards members can earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.